as a state, we moved a bit further since. Through the cabinet, we have gone to the level to now approve and implement as at April 16th, where we are now able to have a public-private partnership with two lead private sector elderly care facilities that the state is now paying for the housing and care for elderly persons who were formerly abandoned by the eruption. And not only the eruption, but there are persons that, since we have started the remote support and services at the district level, we have found additional elderly people that have either been abandoned or living alone without help, recommended by our home health care providers and supervisors, and or the Ministry of Health, where they would not be able to take care of them outside of the medical care on a short-term basis.